For this episode, I thought I'd do it almost like a little mini best of. It's not a complete best of, but there's some quotes that I found through some of the most played podcasts. And it doesn't include everything, because there are some moments where, from other podcasts that weren't as popular, that I thought were better. But so I'm just going to read them out, and it might sound a bit stilted, but it's the best I can do instead of going through and copying and pasting every single thing, but into a recorder thing. Here it goes. So the first one I found was, "You're told what's good and bad by schools, government, law, friends, but artists for me seem to tell the real truth. They'd release a tiny speck of truth amongst all the bullshit that we constantly fed and have adapted to suffocate on. Their truth stood stark against the fabrications of culture, offering a profound sense of being truly alive. And the truth is scary for many, but for me it felt like getting CPR. It's like, hey, I'm alive. Bukowski's and Looney's work did this for me." Second one is, "I'm curious about the dream logic of this waking life, and it's often just repressed and hidden, and it's happening all the time, and I can kind of feel that there's magic, where magic lies between waking life and sleeping dreams." The third one is, "I kind of feel like the last 3 years has really turned. It's like turning the rock over, and we can see the insects and the weirdness underneath the rock and how everything works. I kind of feel like the world's not normal. You can see the cogs, it's manipulation. You can see how all its bullshit works. It's been incredible the last 3 years, and I think a lot of people have noticed, but it makes you feel more normal. The world has pretended to be normal all this time, and now it's just revealed itself to be weird as fuck. So I love these last 3 years that have been, they've been such a blessing in a way to finally show, hey, the world's not normal. It's pretty fucking weird. And it's trying to manipulate you into thinking it's completely normal. It's like you can see the culture being invented before you in real time, before our very eyes. You can see bullshit being invented." Next idea. "When you share a piece of writing, it becomes more alive if it connects to someone else. It's like making the shell of something and then borrowing someone's heart to put into it, almost Frankensteining parts together." Next quote. "So I would just get home at night and write furiously. I'd spend so much time thinking, this isn't going to get anywhere, this writing shit, but I'm just going to do it because it's going to maybe save my ass somehow." Next quote. "For me, I've just had to be prepared to try different things, but still retain the core of creativity, but just try out different ways of presenting it. I started as a painter, then a cartoonist, then a humorist, then a poet, then combine them all together." Next quote. "When I realised I was just a human resource, just to pay bills and waste my time for the rest of my life at the age of 19, I remember finishing work at the end of the day and I went to the toilets of my job, closed myself in, had a panic attack and silently cried." Next quote. "I love that sort of writing that breaks through the stupid humanness of us all, talks to our animal, words that the caged animal inside us can recognise, can smell." Next quote. "The magic isn't in the trick that the magician performs, but it's in the eyes of the audience and then again in the borrowed amazement of the eyes from the sad magician. This is much like writing, but sometimes a writer doesn't know how the trick they've just performed on themselves is done, and that's when the writer becomes both the audience and the performer, and they're rare moments." Next quote. "When I was young, I remember reading Milan Kundera's The Unbearable Lightness of Being, and I thought he spoke with such conviction about all things human and all things life, and it was just an impossible kind of confidence, and I thought, oh, that's how you're supposed to write. But you have to live before you can make those words stench of life that our inner animal can smell. An 18-year-old can say, life is fucked, but you're going to be okay, versus a 50-year-old who says those exact same words. But one will ring truer than the other because of the words surrounding it, the context, the life around it. When I was 25, someone who was 35 told me something that now at 48 I'd consider as blatantly obvious wisdom." Next quote. "Creativity is really just a form of complex pattern recognition, and being able to see very similar things happen again and then being able to predict through those patterns what may or may not happen." Next quote. I've noticed that the people who have had immediate success and an instant audience a long, long time ago before social media, they've kind of cut back on it, but I think they've just run out of things to say. Next quote. In my 20s, I wrote comedy to understand the world. In my 30s, I wrote poetry to find my heart in the world. And now I'm just sort of combining my love of essay, comedy and poetry all into these weird rants. And I wasn't writing that until very recently. And I'm almost glad that I had to wait for a long time. Like, of course, me 30 years ago wasn't very happy about that, but I'm glad now that I had to wait 30 years to find some kind of traction, some kind of audience, because I only feel like I've just come into myself in my late 40s. And I'm sure I'll say exactly the same thing in 10 years now from when I'm closer to 60. Next quote. The once trusted people of our society are now mostly bureaucrats. It's a whole other story. Now we have to rely on our intuition more than ever in a time when we're told not to trust it. Next quote. If life is a crime scene, poets collect all the clues not to solve the mystery, but to deepen the mystery. Next one. While there's mystery, there's magic. We live in a time where there are more answers than questions, and these days the kids have all the answers and the adults all the questions. I remember a time when this was the other way around. We love explaining the magic away. Next one. Poetry is always anchoring itself to death in some way to counterpoint the idea of being alive and bring life back to life. Next one. I'm wary of stuff that neatly makes sense. Next one. I love writing poetry. It felt like I could finally relieve or calm something in me that writing comedy couldn't. Next one. It's a fine line to have tremendous respect for the audience, but also to honour your inner world. It's a really hard balance to get, and it can either wildly succeed or can totally fall on its face. It's a weird process of caring and not caring. I used to think that the more followers that I had, the more scary it must be, but it's actually not true. It's almost the opposite. Next one. Hangovers teach me a hard lesson. They strip everything away from my sense of self and smash my sense of self into a million pieces. It takes tremendous courage to rebuild yourself, and you get to see the millions of parts you're made of in that rebuilding. When I'm hungover, my instinct is to delete everything I've ever publicly posted, take it all down. I don't want to be associated with it, which is a strange reaction, but also it reminds me of the weird courage that I have, if you want to call it that, that's taken me to even post some of my most personal or secretive kind of stuff over a long period of time. Next quote. The ums we say between words are part of the tightrope of the mind. They're the most important words. Next one. When I was about 5, my dad was playing around with bits of Lego. Within 10 minutes, I don't know, I didn't have any measurement of time, but he made a Lego crane out of nothing. He made something out of nothing, and I thought that was amazing for something that just felt like it appeared. It felt like an advanced version of Peekaboo. These little bits of Lego turning into a beautiful construction, and that blew my little brain off. It was amazing. It felt like, wow, dream logic works in waking life. And that's because of creativity. My dad did that with his fingertips. I'd love it if you left a little review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts on the star thing, or whatever it is. That would be amazing.